Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
It's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book.
I love jazz. Today's gonna be a great day. I'm meeting up with some friends of mine, musicians. My buddy Bill is packing his sax and taking the train. There's Omer, the bass player. He's just rolling along. Carrying a bass makes traveling light out of the question. Noriko always stops at the florist. She's just got to have flowers for her piano. Now let's see, we said we'd all meet at this corner coming up. Ah, here they are. It always makes me happy to see these guys. But wait, where's Noel? Of course, Noel's gotta catch a cab. Can't walk with all those drums. There he is. The band's together now. They're gonna play some live jazz. Great, Bill. Real smooth, everybody.
We're just rehearsing, that's all.
Well, if you're just rehearsing, I can't wait until the audience gets here a little later on.
We'll see.
I just love jazz music, especially when I hear it live. The rhythm is contagious, and I love just losing myself in that hypnotic groove. Now, the best thing about listening to jazz is that the music always feels different, even though it's a song you already know. It's kind of like driving to a place you've been before, but taking new turns and seeing new stuff along the way. So, okay. Motor's running, we're in the car, we're driving. And now the melody and the chords will tell us where we're going. Recognize that melody, don't you? That's Brother John, right? Well, now the musicians are gonna take turns leaving that main road behind and take little side trips. What I mean is, the band is still playing the same song, but listen. Bill's making up a new melody right here on the spot. He's improvising. Now it's Noriko's turn, and here's her new melody. And here we go back to the main road, the melody. Morning bells are ringing. Morning bells are ringing. When a player takes his or her own feelings and uses them to make up a new melody or rhythm that fits in a song, that's called improvisation. And improvisation is what makes jazz, jazz. And it doesn't just happen in music. Whether you know it or not, you improvise all the time. Well, let's say you're telling a story.
And the girl said, I'm hungry, let's order a
You and your friends, that is. You make it up as you go along. Improvise.
Once upon a time, there was this girl who lived in a cave.
With her grandmother and her pet alligator.
And the alligator could talk.
Then one day the girl was out walking her pet alligator.
And they came upon a troll under a bridge.
And they tried to go over the bridge, but the troll said,
You have to give me a pizza.
And the girl said, I don't have a pizza.
And the alligator said, Well, I don't have a pizza either.
But I do have a toothbrush.
But the troll said, Why do I need a toothbrush?
And the girl said, Because your breath smells awful.
Well, maybe you want to paint a picture. Pick your own brushes. Use the colors and shapes you want. Improvise. Dancing. You hear some cool music, you get up on your feet, then make up your own moves. Improvise. Feelings tell you what to do. Here's a book about a jazz cat who did just that. He took all the feelings in his heart and soul and he poured them out through his horn. This is the very cool story of a very hip cat.
Hip Cat by Jonathan London. Illustrated by Woodley Hubbard. Read by Ann Duquesnay. He was a hip cat, a hep cat, a cool cat, living all alone in a riverside shack. Ooby-Doo John the sax man, scat man, the cool cat man. One day he said to himself, All I wanna do is make jazzy music. So he picked up his sax, what his friends called his axe, and tipped his beret and said, Scat, cat, go, cat, go. Hip cat daddy-o's got a horn to blow. And that cat, scat, he hopped on the night train, the faster-than-light train, and in no time he came to a city by a bay. It was a bebop, rebop city, a bongo, congo, roller coaster, jazz in your bone city. Hip cat moves it along, singing a song, swinging his axe. He slipped into Minnie's can-do on Fillmore and said, "Sweet Minnie, I want to blow my horn." And our hip cat hero with a horn to blow, blew. His axe bobbed and swung, screeched and skunked, purred and barked. The cats in the club said, "Go, cat, go!" And the hip cat wailed into that horn. And the crowd went crazy. Oh, the joint was jumping, toes tapping, and cats bopping, chairs dancing, and shadows hopping. Ooh, still tapping his toes and bobbing his head, Hip Cat stopped blowing and started ooby-dooing instead. Ooby-dooey, blah-bitty-bop-bop-bop, bop-bitty-bitty-dee-dee-da, shooby-doo-ba, diddy, my cat's a kitty. So wum-bim-bum-bee, bop-bitty-dee-da-dee-da. Oh, his new fans loved him, and Minnie hugged him. He was a bad cat, a mad cat, a rad cat. But Minnie could only pay him with peanuts. He hit all the jazz joints in town, looking for a gig that would pay the rent. He was getting tired of living in a tent. But the joints were owned by the top dogs. If cats wanted to make it, they couldn't fake it. He said, "If dogs can run free, why not me?" So Ooby-Doo played his sax under the bridges. He played in the fog, and he played on the ridges. He played all day, and he played all night. He played for no pay, but he kept up the fight. One night, he slipped back into Minnie's can-do. Minnie said, "Ooby-Doo, how do you do?" Ooby-Doo said, "I'm feeling kind of blue." Minnie said, "Sing it. You can do." Big Macs and some minx cats and cats and minx were jamming on their axes, playing some licks. They said, "Who's that cat? The cat from the sticks?" Then they remembered and shouted, "Ooby-Doo! Do what you do, let the cats out the zoo." So he blew his horn, all bluesy and forlorn. Then he started singing better than ever, all remembering the river where he was born. Ah, shabby doo ba 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 da da ba ba, wabby doo, wabby doo ba ba, wabby doo da. My cat's a kitty, oh wabby doo da. Then Ooby Doo blew everybody away with his horn, and pretty soon word got around, even the top dog paid top dollar for Ooby-Doo to wail at all the clubs. He played in the Hungry Eye. Oh, he played in the Hungry Yee. He played in the Purple Onion. And when he was through, the crowds went hog wild. Now, wherever he went in style. He tore down his tent and paid his rent. He ate tall ice creams and paid all his bills. They called him the jazz magician, a great musician, and a poet of the blues. And when he rode the cable cars over the hills, his feet flew out in his shiny new shoes. Ooby-Doo shouted, "Oh, do what you love to do and do it well." Oh, he was a hip cat. A hip cat. A cool cat. A bad, mad, rad cat. Ooby-Doo John, the sax man, scat man.
Scooby-Doo John had a sound all his own. And here's someone else with an unmistakable voice. And just like the hip cat, his favorite place to be is in front of an audience, playing his saxophone, and sharing himself through his music. Tell the people who you are, Joshua.
My name is Joshua Redman, and I play the saxophone. I grew up with music all around my house. My mother was a dancer. And she loved all kinds of music. She loved jazz, she loved classical music, she loved rock and roll, African music, Indian music. It was all in the house. And before I actually played a real full-fledged instrument, I was trying to play music on anything I could get my hands on. I mean, I would try to drum out rhythms on tables and chairs, and if your head got in the way, I'd drum out a rhythm on your head. I mean, anything I could get my hands on. When I got to the fifth grade, I picked up the saxophone, and I basically taught myself how to play the saxophone. I never had a teacher, but my teachers were the records. Listening to people like Charlie Parker and Sonny Rollins and John Coltrane, I mean, even though they weren't in my house showing me the fingerings, they were my teachers because their music was there. Their music was living. It was right there before me. For most of my life, I intended to be just about everything but a professional musician. Well, first I wanted to be an astronaut, I wanted to be a geologist for a while, and then by the end of college I decided I wanted to be a lawyer, and I applied and was accepted to law school. I don't think I realized how important music was to me until I started to play it with great musicians. After that point, it was almost as if I didn't have a choice because it captured my emotions, it captured my soul and my spirit so much that I just had to do it. I think what's always attracted me to jazz more than anything else was the improvisational aspect of it, because what jazz is about is improvising, playing what you feel at the moment. You can express anything you want through improvisation. You can express love, happiness, anger, fear, courage, pride, honesty, you know, you name it. You can express emotions that there aren't words for, you know, and that's what's so great about music, is that it allows you to express things that you otherwise wouldn't be able to express through speaking to somebody. Music, like all music, comes from your heart and from your soul and from what you hear. But jazz is a language, and in order to play jazz, you need to know the rules of the language. It's just like if you want to be write poetry in English, for example, you need to know the rules of the English language. You need to know what a noun is, what an adjective, what a verb is, and how to put them all together. And the same is true with jazz. You need to know the rules. You need to know how chords fit together. Saxophone is a very, very intricate, complicated instrument with a lot of different springs, pads, mechanisms.
Just the paper.
No matter how much love and care you give your instrument, things will break down from time to time and go wrong, and your sax needs to be worked on and fixed.
Yeah.
I've found someone who is a master at repairing the saxophone. Dr. Rick's place in the village. Sometimes when I'm hanging out, waiting for my saxophone to be fixed, I like to try all the different saxes in the shop because each saxophone has a different characteristic, a different quality.
Josh, you may want to check out this bass while you're here.
Playing the big old bass saxophone is quite a challenge. You've got to put a lot of air through the instrument.
I can't even play a C, man.
I like to try everything from the biggest to the smallest. For me, to be a musician means to express your emotions, your feelings through sound. You can entertain people. You can put on a great show. But most importantly, I'm proud that I found a way to communicate to people and to make people happy and to make people feel. That's what music is about.
Welcome to some wonderful musicians. Miss Noriko Kama. Omer Avital. Noel Paris. And Mr. Bill Saxton. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bill Saxton Quartet. Might not know a lot about jazz. It may be something totally new to you. Well, here are three books about jazz and the people who play it that might just set you to swinging solid. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, do you like funny stories? Then you'll love this one. It's called Conga Crocodile. It's a story about a crocodile with a lot of rhythm. Ever since he was a baby, he loved to bang on things. No one could stand his banging, except for Grandma. She thought he had rhythm. So his grandmother got him a drum. He played it all the time. In the subway, at the library, and in the park. I'm Christian Guzman, and I think this book was fantastic. I think you'll want to read it over and over again.
Charlie Parker Played Bebop. It's music you can snap to, and it's a really nice book called Charlie Parker Played Bebop. Charlie Parker was a real saxophone player. The pictures in this book go really well with the words, and they're not what you'd expect. Dancing shoes, lollipops, bebop, lollipop, chickity 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 chick, boomba boomba, zin zin. The sounds in this book are really cool. I'm Ashley, and I'm telling you, it's really hard to sit still while reading this book. So open it up and get ready to dance and sing.
Sizzling red hot bebop. That's what Willie Jerome played with his trumpet on the rooftop. He plays jazz music in this groovy book called Willie Jerome. Willie Jerome is a boy of few words. He speaks through his trumpet. The only person who can understand his music is his sister Judy. Everyone else thinks it's nothing but noise. Even his mama has no patience for Willie's sound. It isn't until Mama really sits down and listens that she begins to understand Willie's talent. This book made me realize that musical talent comes from inside a person, and that music, especially jazz, can sometimes speak for itself. My name is Adar, and I really recommend this book.
I love jazz, because every time I listen to it, it surprises me. A tune never sounds the same way twice. And jazz really moves me, because when the music's at its best, those musicians are playing from the heart, straight to me. And straight to you, too. All you have to do is listen. How about it for the Bill Saxton Quartet? Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat for you today. Please welcome to the stage Bill's son, Mr. Jamil Saxton. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Hip Cat by Jonathan London, illustrated by Woodley Hubbard, published by Chronicle Books. Charlie Parker Played Bebop by Chris Roschka, published by Orchard Books. Conga Crocodile by Nicole Rubel, published by Houghton Mifflin Company. Willie Jerome by Alice Faye Duncan, illustrated by Tyrone Geeter, published by Athenaeum Books for Young Readers, an imprint of Simon & Schuster.